from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Rich Keefe is here, and I'll tell you pun intended, I'll tell you what's rich.
Yes.
You pretending like you did not see Courtney's boob yesterday.
I did not see Courtney's boob.
Every guy who comes in goes, oh, what happened? I follow you, but I missed the reel yesterday. Okay.
Well, that is true. I'll tell you what happened, too. I had a buddy of mine text me because you had your follow-up video where you were saying, like, hey, guys, pretend you didn't see what you saw. And he's like, what did we miss? I was like, I don't know. I'm like, I'll find out.
Yeah.
It was a horrible accident.
It's the talk of the town.
She had no
idea.
Well,
we don't really know if it was an accident.
It was an accident.
The happy accident.
It was a very sad accident yesterday.
Okay. How many more followers do you have?
I have received quite a few.
And you're a big conspiracy guy, too.
Yes, I am.
Janet Jackson's been saying the same thing for like 20 years.
No, that was all in Justin.
Okay. That was all. Yeah. Turns out he's a bad guy.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake, not a nice guy.
Does not treat Britney well.
No.
A lot of stuff back then.
Her and Kim Kardashian. That was Kim Kardashian.
Oh, my goodness.
Ray J was an
accident. Here we go. It always comes back to the Kardashians with Wiggy.
I mean, this is a conspiracy theorist bringing up.
That's right. Well, I'm glad it's all settled, though.
Yes. Yeah. We're good. We've moved on. Yeah.
Yep.
So, can we ask Rich the question? Because we were talking about this and, you know, about the OnlyFans and Courtney and her and Santo were going to do it at one point.
No,
and they said it was.
Wait, hold on a second. What? And they said, the two of them together were doing OnlyFans?
No, Santo would just do the video and the picture taking.
Of my feet.
Oh, feet just stuff.
Yeah. I'm fine with feet.
Step on mashed potatoes, that kind of thing.
Again, acting like you don't know about it. Feet stuff? People are into that.
Why, are you a feet guy?
I'm not.
No.
I'm not a feet guy. And it's, I wouldn't even look at my own feet. I wear shoes. Never wear sandals.
Yeah,
honestly, they are arguably the most unattractive part of the human body, and why people are sexualized feet is weird to me.
A lot of weirdos out there,
they're
though.
Gross. They're gross.
A lot of weird stuff.
But they said it was a foot thing. That's not like my mother used to say. It's the gateway drug, right?
Oh, you start with feet.
Yeah, you start with feet. So we always talk about OnlyFans and how much money people are making.
Yeah. Oh, a ton.
So the question was, if your wife could make, one guy called and he was like just a random schmegula degula from like Rhode Island. He was like
Joey Bag of Donuts.
He makes, his wife makes $15,000 a month.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Now, what does she do, though? Because from what I'm led to believe, Greg, OnlyFans, there's like a wide range.
Yes,
there might be like, hey, look at my tootsies. And then there's like other
this girl was not, this woman was not doing intercourse. It was just, I believe that she was naked.
Like taking pictures.
Nude.
Classy nudes.
Tasteful
nudes. Like centerfolds.
Artistic. Tasteful nudes. So you're asking me.
Yes.
If my wife did tasteful nudes.
If she said, hey, I want to do this.
I'm not involved.
No, you're
taking. No other person's involved.
You're
just
taking
her.
The picture.
I'm taking the picture, but like nobody else is on the screen.
No.
$15,000 a month?
Yes.
Yeah. We'd have a whole calendar out. Ready to go. $15,000 a month?
Yes.
On top of it?
Our chivalry is dead. What is wrong?
What do you mean? You're like, look at her.
It's
pretty great, huh?
You don't want to run into some guy like you're doing a live show at the auto dealership.
Yeah.
And some guy's like,
hey, is your wife here?
I saw your wife. Unbelievable ass. Like,
yes, she does.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just make sure you.
It's the woman's choice, Greg. It's the woman's choice. It'd be up to her. It's not up to me.
He's capping, though. Okay, Greg's capping because 90% of guys would do it. Shine, would you do it?
Yeah, she wanted to do it. Yeah,
if she wanted to do it.
I think Shime probably has a secret channel out there.
Oh,
where,
really?
Like, yeah, it's Shime. Oh, you got excited.
I got really excited about the secret channel. Like, how do I search this?
You know, Shime, like, all tied up, leather whips.
But that was our conversation, Rich.
That's not
bad. I heard the show yesterday.
Yeah, what'd you think? Early review?
I think it's. I like it. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Love the scoops.
Yeah, and I like the energy.
Great big scoop.
Great scoop. You have a good Bruin source.
Yeah.
I got a Bruin. I got a Bruin source. It's not Dale.
Oh, okay.
It's not Dale.
You still stay in touch with Dale?
I haven't talked to Dale in a while.
You haven't?
Okay. I would.
Okay.
I haven't.
How do you guys normally communicate? Is it fax or
carrier pigeon?
He's a texter.
No, he texts. Yeah.
Maybe a singing telegram from him every once in a while.
It's not a bad thing, right?
Like, good luck with the show.
It's not bad. You could do that. What do you guys think of that? You give Swimming $10 million a year?
I would. You don't really have any other choice.
You're kind of backed into
the money, though.
They'd have to move on for somebody or, like, I don't know, talk them down to 9.5 or whatever it is, 9.
I'm concerned.
You're concerned.
Because I don't know if they're willing to go that. He has all the leverage. Yeah. And I don't know if they're willing to go that high. Because there were reports at one time, I don't know how true they were, you know, and they weren't from you, so I can't really hold a lot of weight into it.
Yep.
But there were rumors of, like, they were in the $7-7.5 million range. He's at 10. That's a long way to go.
Yeah, can you meet somewhere in the middle? Would both sides be okay? Like 8.5? I don't know.
See, I think he wants 9.
Yeah,
he probably does.
And are they willing to give him that? And if not, they have him play for 1 year.
Yeah.
And then there's a team who gives him that.
Somebody would.
Right.
I
so
think.
Well, you
he's
can
good.
Have him. You can play out the year and then give him the 10 at the end of it.
But now
he's pissed off.
Now at the end of the year, it might be 11.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Price went up.
Yeah, and he's like, you know.
I would if I was him.
Yeah, and you're going to treat me like this?
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
He's playing it right.
Yeah, he is.
What are you guys doing today?
Obviously, we're going to talk about what the holdup is on the quarterback situation. Uh-huh. You guys were all over that yesterday with Gerard Mayo. We have Tier Tuesday. We're bringing that back to all Tuesdays. Right. Oh. That's right. So we're going to preseason look at the NFL. We got a Key for Madness.
Oh, I love Key for Madness.
You hear about that? Those people up in space? You guys talking about that yet?
We discussed that a little bit.
When are they coming back?
Yes.
I think it's like February. Oh. They're up there. They're still going to be up
there
a little while.
No way.
Uh-huh. So what would you do?
I mean,
what would you do
if
you're up there? We'll talk about all the things to kill time up there.
Well, the options are stay in space or come back on a Boeing capsule. Mm. I think I would choose to stay in space.
I thought they were going to try to do SpaceX, whatever, Elon's thing up there to get him.
I thought
there was talks that Elon was going to help out.
I don't know if I trust that.
The White
either.
Knight.
Maybe.
And are there any freaky shenanigans going on?
There would have to be.
Right.
I think they're both going to lose their minds and all bets are off.
And are they married?
I believe
I don't think so. Oh, not to each other. No.
I know.
Like,
do they have a family
not
at
when they
home?
Get back.
Kids.
But I think maybe the person down is like, all right. You're stuck in space.
Yeah.
The significant other is probably like, I get it if something happens.
Yeah, you thought you'd never make it back.
Yeah.
What?
You got to kill the time.
Yeah.
You're with erotic pleasure.
Couldn't be me.
Could it be Santo?
Be nope.
You wouldn't give him a space pass?
No.
From the outside, I'm concerned about your marriage.
Don't be concerned.
He's fine.
You're giving Mrs. Wiggins a space pass?
Space hall pass.
Space pass. You have to, I think.
But what if they fall in love and then they come back and then you're on the outs?
Oh, so they can't fall in love up in space without not having sex?
Yeah, I guess.
That's true. The emotional sometimes even more than the physical.
Right. They are stuck in a capsule 24/7.
If I could ask a dumb question.
No such thing.
There's no, like, texting.
You
can't text down to your loved ones, right?
No,
terrible service up there.
You can't call down to your loved ones.
Probably not.
So the communication is...
Space phone, you can use it probably every once in a while.
And honestly, do you think they're going to fall in love? It's really a space hall pass, but after a while, they're probably ready to kill each other when they get back home.
Yeah.
I don't know. The
Wi-Fi access.
They have this unbreakable bond now.
24 hours a day.
Unbreakable bond.
7 days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not giving Santo a space hall pass?
No, he's nope.
And he's stuck up there for 8 months?
No. She's mad at him just thinking about it.
Yeah. Like, would you do that?
Santo's going to be like, nah, we didn't do nothing. not at all. Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, I can't believe you.
Craig, stop the capping, man. Yes, stopping halls.
You know what zero gravity does when it comes to sex?
I think like
the guy could go all like all a month. Light year long. Up
right,
there.
So I would think it would be pretty cool.
Sex? I mean, like,
can you imagine having sex like just floating around? Right, I think that'd be pretty cool.
You're going to be waiting at Cape Canaveral, and the capsule's going to open, and Mrs. Wiggins is going to get off walking funny, and you're going to be okay with it.
Yeah,
it would be like, you're stuck up in space for 9 months.
Okay. Yeah, it's a long time.
That is a very long time.
Okay, you're a generous husband. I love it.
That's the difference between men and women.
Well, have a great show.
Hey, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Do you guys have Tom E. Curran on today?
Or
does that start next week?
When's Curran on, Nick? Do we have Curran on tomorrow?
Today.
Of course he is. He's on today.
Okay. Today at noon, Billy says.
I knew that.
I will be. Is that at noon? I will be listening because I want to hear.
Billy says at noon, yes.
High noon.
Okay, all right. Kendrick Bourne, unavailable till week 5.
Oh, boy.
So, all right. Pup. Yep. We will be listening. Thank you for being here this morning. We're back tomorrow. What? Oh, we have the giveaway. Oh, Shine, thank you. We want to hook you up with lunch or dinner at Time Out Market Boston. So they are celebrating their 5th anniversary. And if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you will get dinner or lunch on us and Time Out Market Boston. And this Sunday, come shop Time Out Market's Summer Send-Off Market, featuring a curated selection of unique and thoughtful gifts. Don't miss this opportunity to shop for unique finds while supporting local LGBTQ-owned businesses. For more details, visit timeoutmarketboston.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.